go, go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land. Tell old Pharaoh, let my people go.
Oh, the Lord cried, Moses, you must stand.
Let my people go.
Go tell, O Pharaoh, my command.
Let my people go.
And lest I cause him much distress,
let my people go.
Oh, Moses, can you stand the test?
Let my people go. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land. Tell, O Pharaoh, let my people go. People go.
Pharaoh's rule has got to fall.
Let my people go.
Now your people's anger will not hold.
Let my people go.
And you must do as you've been told.
Let my people go. Go down, go down, Moses, Moses. Go down, let my people go. Go down, go down, Moses, Moses. Go down, let my people go. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land. Tell old Pharaoh, let my people go. Go down,
tell you about our gospel set. Back at the beginning of the set, you heard from Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers doing Go Spread the Gospel from their 2021 record Somewhere Beyond the Blue. Then you heard an oldie, a moldy oldie, one that I love, Mahalia Jackson doing Rusty Old Halo. And I played it from a relatively recent compilation, Dig a Little Deeper, that came out in 2007. Then the Grascals gave us You Put Me First from their 2021 record Up All Night. And then the last thing was from the early 1940s. It was the Ebony Three Vocal Trio doing Go Down, Moses. I am Mando Richard, and I thank each and every one of you for having tuned in to all or part of today's episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast. If you have any comments, you can always drop me a note on Mando Richard, M-A-N-D-O Richard, at either Gmail or Yahoo. And thanks to Jenna and all the folks at Dark Shadow Recording for having allowed you, the listeners, to Whiskey Before Breakfast, to hear the radio premiere of Laura Orshaw's new single, On Her Own. Hey everybody, be well, stay safe, be kind to each other, no matter what kind of music the other person listens to. And please, keep observing COVID-19 precautions, because I want you to be able to keep listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania. All right, well, I'll see you next week on the radio.
Zombo in your brain has no business being on the public airwaves. It's Off the Rails Radio, Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Court's in session.
Join your rockin' attorney Eric Jackson Lurie for a couple of hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Remaster Media joins you in supporting WRCT. Are you a musician, podcaster, YouTuber, or TikToker? RemasterMedia.com can make your audio sound amazing and professional. Join thousands that have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using RemasterMedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit RemasterMedia.com to make it sound amazing.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. they can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America Land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Up next, the music of Sam Cooper.
I want for days, I feel got an anchor point too. We should make Honey, I Shrunk the Kids Day a national holiday. Thank you.
You're listening to Massive Music Weekend on WRCT Pittsburgh. From Friday afternoon to Sunday night, tonight, we'll be spending 60 straight hours of our favorite artists and bands. You can visit WRCT.org to view the full schedule for our annual music marathon. And you just heard a half hour of Sam Cooper, a modern musician, someone I'd group alongside guys like Wildflower, Treatment, Arthur, a couple other nouns like that. A guy that should be bigger. He does have a few shows coming up. For example, on the 21st, tomorrow, in Los Angeles. You should check it out. You just heard a track called Bing Bale, which we licensed for a Studio Slate not too long ago. Before that was David Before Dentist. A recent track, a fresh one, came out last month. Before that was XY Airport Thread. And that is a Sam Cooper Fountainhead classic, back when he was a MDE mainstay, when Sam Hyde was using a lot of his music. Before that, Zin Tenifer X, and then before that, Respucia, the beautiful Respucia, the demo version from his On Demand album. It's sort of a greatest hits debut album feel thing. You should check it out on Bandcamp if you haven't already. Before that, we had Giggler HD, a little snack from Soft Toys, his more recent 50-track album that you should probably buy as well. Before that, we had Do I Cross Your Mind, another track from On Demand. Prior to that, Gumby, TTT Footsteps. Then we had Maxima Chan Zuckerberg, the initial version, which I think is another word for demo. And before that, we had 5 Foot Love, 2.5 Foot Love. Is in I Got That 5 Foot Love, a really good video you should check out on YouTube. You can see Sam's obsession with Darth Maul in full bloom there. It's also a good opener in general, you know, to tell people, hey, I got that 5 Foot Love. Before that, we had Meet Me in My Tomb, an edit of that song. Another track from On Demand, another one. You should really check out the album. Before that, Gleamer, a pop, an insanely powerful pop song from him. Then we led things off the track called At the Arcade, apparently a cue from the Moon Parade. Coming up next, we got the coolest guys, the Progenitors of Prague. We got a half hour of music of Soft Machine. We'll be right back.
Mirror, electricity.
Welcome back. You just heard a half hour of Soft Machine. Most recently, Hazard Profile Part 5 is the name of the track. Yes, you do get to listen to all five, and yes, they are all good. Prior to that, we had Slightly All the Time, an excerpt from it. It is a rather long track. I had to do it to him because Soft Machine is just a long-form band. I don't know how you're supposed to do a half hour. You can't do it right. I guess you just do it. Prior to that, Stumble from their album 6, 1973. Before that, Bonefire, a little Jack Snack from 7, which came out in 1974. Prior to that, Hibu, Anemone, and Bear, an excerpt from that song. Dedicated to You, But You Weren't Listening was before that. And As Long As He Lies Perfect Still, the Kevin Ayers diss track, the guy that got kicked out of the band after the first album. All three back-to-back on Volumes 2. They're all named that. All the albums are named Volumes 2, 3, or 4, whatever they are. Prior to that, another little one, Riff 2 from 6. Before that, we had Pig, which was another one of the rhythmic melodies, the like big 17-minute long track from Volumes 2. And then we brought things in with Out Bloody Rages, an excerpt from that. So, you're listening to Massive Music Weekend on WRCT Pittsburgh from Friday afternoon to Sunday night. We will be spending 60 straight hours of our favorite artists and bands. You can visit WRCT.org to view the full schedule for our annual music marathon. And the marathon runs on. Up next, we have a half hour of Bill Haley and the Comets.
Would you like to take the sounds of your favorite radio station to places you never thought possible? Well, now you can, because WRCT is live on the internet. Just point your browser to www.wrct.org and click on our live MP3 broadcast. Now you can go out of town without any feelings of loss or regret for leaving us behind, because we're just a mouse click away. WRCT, live on the internet. Because why should Pittsburgh have all the fun?
Today we're going to take a deep dive into critical race theory. Many people have opinions about it. Many of those very same people don't know what it is, but they know it's bad. No idea what it is, but it must be bad. So we're going to take a look at critical race theory, a cultural issue getting much attention over the last couple of years. Okay, let's start with something that a lot of people have asked me to talk about on the show. This is really interesting. The latest right-wing buzzword that's getting people fired up and angry is critical race theory. Republicans are absolutely and completely against the teaching of critical race theory in schools. They want to ban it. They believe it's terrible. It might even be communist or socialist. It's really, really bad. But they don't actually know what it is. Check out this interview that Mark Lamont Hill did with former Georgia Congressman Vernon Jones, a Trumpian favorite, who is really against critical race theory, but he has no idea what it is. Check this out.
What is critical race theory?
Well, actually, I think it's different depending on who's teaching it and how they're teaching it. I think you can agree with that. We were taught that Christopher Columbus discovered America. Well, you and I both know that Christopher Columbus got lost. People are already living here. But there are those who are using their own ideology and their own party affiliation to go to the extreme. And that's all I'm trying to address here.
But what does that have to do with critical race theory? Let me pause for one second. I'm trying to understand, though. You oppose critical race theory, which I understand. I'm just asking, what is it? What is the thing you define it? Like, for example, if I said I'm against creationism, I would say creationism is X, Y, and Z, right? If I said I was against the teaching of sex education, I'd say, well, sex education is X, Y, and Z, and I'd have a basis for it. What is critical race theory?
Well, first of all, again, I can tell you, but it's left up to you to understand. I can't make you understand. Fact of it is, the critical race theory, even on its basis, should not be taught in our schools, period. Now, if you can't understand.
But what is it?
And if you want to debate, well, to me, what it does, to me, my interpretation, as well as many others.
No, not what it does, what is it? How do you define it? I'm going to ask you to define critical race theory because my audience may not know.
Well,
say it again.
Obviously, you don't know. And you haven't, I said, obviously, you don't know and you haven't told your audience. But again, how I see it, and how it's been received. Well, then what is it then? No, what is it then? Okay,
well, I'm happy to answer that for you, but you're saying
just answer. I'll tell you what, just answer for me. Let's not get into debate. Okay, I'm waiting for you to answer. Go ahead and answer.
I will. Just hold on 1 second.
Just answer.
You're saying that on day one,
No, answer the question first.
So you get the picture. Vernon Jones just doesn't know what it is. That's just one example, but this is the bottom line. They continue to attack critical race theory without actually indicating that they know what it is. When they're asked what it is, they seem to have no idea, or they say critical race theory is the idea that every white person is a white supremacist oppressor. Now, we should understand what critical race theory is. And I want to be really clear that critical race theory is not my primary lens through which I view the world. I find it reductionist, but I'm going to tell you what critical race theory is. And then you can research more. You can decide whether you think it's an accurate lens or whether it should be part of your worldview. OK, the way I see critical race theory is a sort of race reductionism. Now, if you've heard the term class reductionism, there's a very simple analogy to at least give us an initial basic understanding of critical race theory, although it's not nuanced enough, and I admit that. Class reductionists believe that at some fundamental level, any division, any problem, any conflict, any inequality in society, in politics, in an economy, even if it seems it might be caused by many things, is actually about class. Something that, to a class reductionist, something that looks like a racial issue, to a class.